We're going hidden message on this, Joe. George.
Hey, what up?
OPP.
Yeah.
OPC. Other people's coaches. I'm just kidding. He doesn't have a job right now. The new guy. Alleged new guy. Tony, if you got a chance, but call back. We'll chat with whatever you want to talk about.
I actually got a tweet for you.
Oh, yeah. Hit me.
Yeah. Brian Mathis on Twitter said he agrees with you, except none of us knows what's going on.
Yeah.
He said Moose could be handling this great behind the scenes with Miles and all parties involved. We have no idea, so we need to hold on judgment.
Great. Okay. I'm with you. Great point on that. But if you're going to make this the first statement, right, after the game, and I'm with you 100%, that's not thinking the whole thing. That's me, Matt Verzal, fan of the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, that just gave you that little last 15-minute rant. Is that, who was that that tweeted that?
Brian Mathis.
That was Brian. Hit us on the J-Tech Instructions on Twitter feed. But the piece, though, like, time is your enemy in this, right? Give me something. Give me a tidbit. Give me, hey, we're going to make an announcement at X time. Great. Now I know. But now we're all dangling. I'm with Husker 23 on this. I don't know if I find it ironic. Oh, I see what you did there. It says, do you find it ironic that Hank out of bounds quits right before the big announcement? I don't. It's weird to me. It's very weird. But then my guy Johnny Clare for our last Twitter one said, Regents don't get paid, by the way. I was like, I know they don't. But it's a term. It's why they get paid the big bucks. But then he also says that Nebraska's handling this like Lincoln handles their roads at town. Listen, we're all in a bad spot with driving. Just he says reactive rather than proactive. Now they have a mess on their hands. Amen. This is very simple. We're going to have a presser before they leave Texas. We're going to have a presser at 1 o'clock on Tuesday, at 12 o'clock on Tuesday, at whatever time you want on Tuesday. Let the guy get home. Let him get into his house. Check with his family. See his dog. You make it easier on everybody. Now you don't got people waiting by his car asking questions. Then people get mad at the people asking the questions because that's their job to ask the questions. I got Seth Davis chirping on Twitter. Seth. I don't know how much you've been here, bud. Just, I get it. You're pro Tim Miles. A lot of people are pro Tim Miles. I'm pro Tim Miles, human being. Basketball guy. He didn't do it for me. He didn't turn it. Chris, nope. Chris sent me an email, and it basically is like, what dissection are you alluding to? They're not undermining each other. No. It just, there's the correlation trying to be drawn that Bounds does like what's going on, so he left. I think that's got other family stuff to do with Bounds going, just my personal opinion. But they don't look like they're all on the same page, right? As an organization, I from the top to the bottom, I got to look like we're all pulling in the same direction. If we're not, I got to go have those meetings, and then hierarchy will prevail. Right, if I don't like the way that somebody's acting in there, there's checks and balances to get rid of everyone. So I just go through the checks and balances and get rid of everybody. Adam says, amen to you. Makes it so easy to be a fan because of how well-oiled machine they are from top to bottom. I get it. Not a pot shot at Creighton here. Not at all. The basketball team, I think, runs flawlessly. The baseball, I think everything operates great. When you throw in the monster that is football, it gets a little different. Do I think Rasp would still do it? Yeah. Hey, and by the way, I still got an inside deal, too, with another guy that'll be one that that it doesn't get a lot cheaper price if Hoiberg doesn't work out. So those were both coming out of the Equitable Bank Zone inbox. Heading to the hotline here, and we will talk to Scott. Scott, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Matt, thanks for taking my call.
You bet, man.
So I got a question for you. and it's all hypothetical.
Mm-hmm.
So we all probably agree that the hiring of Scott Frost in and of itself was a really, really good thing.
Agree.
But it was not probably handled as smoothly as a lot of people thought. This obviously is turning into a show.
Yeah.
But let's look 5 years down in the future, and let's say Moose pulls off this Hoiberg thing,
mm-hmm.
and Nebraska is where they think they want to be as
right.
far as a basketball program
yep.
and a football program.
Mm-hmm.
What does that say for Bill Moose and his legacy of where he's going to stand on the echelon of Nebraska ADs? Even though this looks like a big clown show,
mm-hmm.
does he rank up there with the best of the best we've ever had? It sounds crazy to say, but how can you argue it?
Who's your best of the best as an AD at Nebraska? And let me answer your other question real quick. To me, guy that makes great hires, some will say he fell into the Frost hire. If he pulls off the Hoiberg hire, great hire. But as far as operating organization, I think he would be in the bottom tier to me. Okay, so great hire, great guy at getting talent to work for you, but then communication, organization, I have huge problems. Okay, so who would you consider to be like your best Nebraska AD? Because it isn't a very long list.
No. And I think I'm not going with Vanny, even though he was AD for years. Because
oh, really?
Nobody really had ADs.
That's
wasn't
fair.
Really a big thing. But you got to look maybe at Dollar Bill
yeah.
and Tom Osborne
yep.
because of what they did. You know, Bill Byrne
yep.
took Nebraska into the modern era of college football with the way he negotiated deals
and doesn't get enough credit.
Replay boards and that kind of thing. And although I'm not a huge fan of him stockpiling a coach he wanted in College Station for leaving him here as an associate head coach.
Yep.
You're right.
Yeah.
It's not a long list.
No.
But
I mean, if you said Steve Peterson, people would show up at your house with pitchforks and like.
Well, yeah, I'm never going to do that. But I just think that all this mess that we're going through now in the last 18 months, if Nebraska turns into a winning basketball program and a winning football program back the way we want it mm-hmm. to be, all that will be forgiven and forgotten, and he may stand on top of the mountain.
Okay. I get you, Scott. So you're good with the end result if it looks bad at the beginning. As long as
well,
you get me to the end.
Not necessarily me, but I think the general
yeah.
public will be.
Well, yeah, okay. I'm just talking to you, though. So,
all right.
Okay, so I'm with you. I'm with you on that. I can get down with that. Thank you for the call, Scott. I appreciate you, bud.
You bet.
Yeah, that's I can agree with that. And I didn't want to pigeonhole Scott into that. Listen, there will be a lot of people that if it does go this way and it does work and Hoiberg is the guy and Nebraska makes you know the tournament and they win the game, awesome. And there'll be a lot of people like, oh, well, that Moose, he made great hires and he moved out. I'm with you. You're correct, Scott. There will be a lot of people that think that way. I just have to sit back and be like, man, what happens if somebody wants to leave? Do we go through the same circus again or did he learn from it? Now, this may be the way it was handled out at Washington State. I don't know. But I know they're not happy with him on the budget side of life. Sometimes I have high expectation of that AD, right? But Scott's not wrong. Bill Byrne, hands down, the best guy that's been an AD here if we're gonna leave Devaney, right? Maybe put him by eras. But, yeah, it'll be interesting. We hit some nerves here. We're going to head to the hotline. We're going to talk to Tim. Tim, what's up, buddy? Tim. Hey, George, you want to pot that up? Hold on, Tim. Hold on, buddy. There we go. Now I got you. Hit me.
Well, good. I'm glad I sounded like an idiot to start the call.
Nope, now you're going to take two. Now you're going to take two is always better.
Well, explain that to my wife. I think that last call was off. I don't think he'll be remembered for the good hires. I think he'll be remembered for having Scott Frost and being there at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in the state of Nebraska especially, I almost think you get judged more by your character than, you know, your outcomes,
yeah.
obviously. And so far, the character thing's been in question a lot.
Yep.
The Miles thing's been fumbled and bumbled. I think that's all going to get remembered more.
Yeah.
As far as the legacy is concerned. And then on a personal question side that I'm hoping you can help out with, do you have any bookies that'll give me a line on JV girls tennis in high school? I had to go sit and watch my daughter play yesterday, and I love my daughter, but I also could have gone home and painted a wall and watched it dry. So there was another dad, and him and I started taking prop bets on what was going to happen while sitting watching JV tennis in high school. And I just need some advice on if Bo Dog will take a bet on, you know, high school tennis or not. So I'll hang up and I'll get your answer. I need the retirement account padded a little bit. I know you're good for that.
Thank you, Tim. There's guys that'll get that for you. There's guys that'll put that line down if you need that. Oh, man, that's great. That's fantastic. It's think about that Nebraska AD list. Mine would be Devaney, Byrne, Osborne, all the same after that. That's where they're at. Heading to the hotline, we're going to go to another Tim. Tim, what's up, bud?
Hey, how we doing, Bert?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good. Hey, I think you're kind of getting soft here.
Okay.
There is no good way to fire somebody.
Okay.
I don't know if the stories are true, but you know, the stories say that the team didn't get back from Dallas till yesterday.
Correct.
You know, you kind of let him get situated a day. I mean, if he would have made an announcement Sunday or Monday, then you're, you know, gosh, the guy just gave you a wonderful little stretch there of 4 out of 5 games or 4 out of 6.
Okay.
He's just damned if he does and damned if he doesn't. You know, there's
so you're
no
saying,
good way to do that.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. Now, firing anybody, I agree. So you're saying I just need to be more patient, like just let it play.
Yeah. I'll tell you, if it goes past tomorrow, he's kind of flailing in the wind, yes. But There's no good way to do it.
Tell me where you're at with this, though. When you come out and make that statement at the Big Ten and say, hey, I've done my due diligence, this is where I'm at, when we complete the NIT, and maybe that's the part I'm missing, that he didn't set a time frame on it.
I think that's more about the kids and to get the story off of their back that let them play. Guys, there is going to be no answer until the end of the year.
I got you.
And now he's got to do it the right way, or the, you know, there's HR laws involved. Mm-hmm. There's, I mean, all sorts of stuff.
Okay.
It is what it is.
I'm good with that, but I appreciate that point of view. But I mean, I'm never going to be accused of being patient. Like, I'm not a patient person.
Sure.
So I appreciate
it. Me neither.
Thanks, Tim.
See.
All right. So yeah, I there are times in my life I've been told more than once, like, hey, pump your brakes, like, calm down. Let it all play out. Let it all happen. So we will head. Let's go to hotline. So, but can I fit this one in real quick, George?
Go right ahead.
Real fast. Here we go. Heading back to the Pierre. Call back. Pierre, call back. That's my fault.
Did you hang up?
I rolled. Okay, so the button thing. My fat nubbin of a finger pushed the talk button and then rolled down to the not talk button. So Pierre, I'll buy you a beer if you come out to Paisa's if you're 21. Call back, please. That's my fault. 100% my fault. Let's do this. Okay, he's calling back. Fantastic. We get to a couple quick emails, texts here. Is anyone still hearing Hoiberg as a lock? And then on a level from 1 to 10, how do you rank the current S show? I'm at about a 6. I'm at a strong 6. We're gonna push the right button here. And back to the hotline. Pierre, my man, how are you?
Hey, guys. What I'm concerned about is, like, is Nebraska that bad of a job that we can't even, like, I thought Fred Herberg was already, like, lined up to get us. And I get it, like, he had to wait till the coach. But, like, what is it? Why is it so difficult for Nebraska basketball just to get a guy?
But I, if we could answer that question, we could both be the AD. If we could figure that out, or at least we could be the AD in charge of basketball, we could get that job. But yeah,
right. maybe Scott should just call some of his buddies or something and see if he can get a guy in here or something. I don't know.
You know, and maybe I have rose colored glasses, but I look at that as I got a beautiful facility. I play in one of the best conferences in the country, and I'm not a sleeping giant. But if I build this right? And I get it to be successful. I have confidence in myself, what I do. They are going to talk about me in this state forever. Like, never. Literally, they will. If I win a tournament game, they're probably building a statue of me outside.
Exactly. You'll be big as Tom Osborne. If you make it to the tournament and win a game, they'll be like, holy crap, this guy is amazing.
Bud, I'm with you. Let's Pierre, you come out. I owe you a beer because I accidentally hung up on you. Come out to Paisans, 15605 West Center. I'll buy you a beer. Me and you will start plotting and scheming. We'll get this all figured out.
I got you, bud.
All right, buddy. Thanks, man. God. Stupid genetics. The low finger, the low fat, like, okay, so your finger has three, like, digits, we'll call them, or areas. This low part of mine is just fat, like right where it hooks into your hand. I just rolled right in that thing. Take a quick one, come back, and we will. Robin's working on something. Okay. Never mind. I got trolled there. Take a quick break. Come back. Game time.